T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Some old steel rail cars are going to help marine life on Long Island. Governor Cuomo was on the island today to announce a donation by Wells Fargo for a project 3 miles out from Point Lookout in Jones Beach.
We're going to be dropping 70 rail cars into the reefs as structure on the bottom. We're also going to be doing vessels, a tugboat, turbines, etc. An array of equipment, array of material that makes diving interesting.
The governor says the artificial reefs help in many ways with shoreline erosion, fisheries, and with tourism. The New York City Council to vote today on a proposal to add a 10% surcharge to dining checks to help the struggling restaurant industry. The bill's main sponsor, Staten Island Councilman Joe Borelli, spoke ahead of the vote during the council's Zoom meeting.
At a time when we thought there'd be some light at the end of the tunnel, when indoor dining might still be reopening, we still see restaurants going out of business. So what this bill does is not actually groundbreaking, because New York is one of the only cities in America that doesn't allow restaurants to disclose and add surcharges for a whole host of reasons.
The COVID-19 recovery charge, as it's being called, would not apply to food trucks or most chain restaurants. It would only last for 90 days after the resumption of full indoor dining. Mayor de Blasio's staff is getting furloughed. 495 staffers at City Hall will be told to take an unpaid week off between October and March of next year. This includes the mayor himself personally and his wife's staff. The 5-day furlough comes as the city is facing a $9 billion deficit over 2 years due to the pandemic's impact on the economy.
With these furloughs and with the additional savings and cuts that we achieved in the June budget, the mayor's office budget will now be 12% less this fiscal year than it was last fiscal year. So we're showing that at the very top of the operation, more important actions are being taken every day, and that we will make the choices we have to keep this city going forward.
The mayor's asked the city's unions to come up with $1 billion in savings, but says the possibility of 22,000 layoffs remains high if the city doesn't get federal help. He's also asked for $5 billion in borrowing authority from the state. Orientation was today for remote learning in the city. Came following the announcement that blended learners will no longer be guaranteed live instruction on the days they're home. Schools Chancellor Richard Carranza was asked about that during the mayor's daily briefing.
We're going to be transparent with families and let them know that this will be some of your education remotely will be asynchronous, and that can still be very rigorous assignments, very rigorous lessons that students complete. And as we continue to ramp up, as you've said, Mr. Mayor, we're going to continue to add capacity to provide and meet our goal, which is synchronous instruction every single day.
In addition, the Department of Education this morning announced that there will be no snow days this school year. They say if the weather's bad, everyone will just switch to online class. Meantime, teachers at PS 139 in Flatbush are not in that building today. That's after a second teacher there tested positive for COVID-19. At one Long Island high school, students are adding disinfecting chores to their class schedule.
Officials at John Glenn High School in Elwood tell us every night the school is clean top to bottom. Desks, chairs, cabinets, doorknobs, carpets, you name it. It's all disinfected. This parent, Samantha, tells 1010 Winds about her daughter's experience the first day of school Monday.
She told me that she's responsible for cleaning her desk when she's done with it. Like, the school gives them a wipe. I don't know what's in this wipe, because I know they can't use like Clorox and Lysol and things like that in the school. And she has to wipe her desk and her chair. Then she's free to go to her next class. The desk is only as clean as the kid who cleaned it before her.
Her 14-year-old daughter tells us no gloves on her hands either, as she does this repeatedly after 8 classes every day.
I feel like they probably could have done it more effectively if like they really tried, but the desks really aren't being cleaned properly. Hardly anyone cleans the plexiglass.
Now, in a statement, New York State's health department tells us while schools are ultimately responsible for all cleaning, asking students to wipe down a desk can't hurt. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds on Long Island.
As the nation hangs its hopes on a COVID-19 vaccine, this interesting statement to lawmakers from the CDC director.
I might even go so far as to say that this face mask is more guaranteed to protect me against COVID than when I take a COVID vaccine.
That's because, Redfield explained, a vaccine may only work on 70% of those who get the shot versus a mask, which offered, he said, guaranteed protection to anyone who wears it. The Trump administration is out with a plan to make vaccinations widely available. Here's correspondent Aaron Katursky.
When a vaccine is ready, and it's not yet clear when that will be, the Department of Health and Human Services said it will be free for all Americans. At first, there will likely be limited quantities reserved for health workers and the vulnerable. Eventually, the Defense Department expects to reach everyone who wants a shot. There could be several vaccines, and most will likely require 2 doses a few weeks apart. Distribution is going to be up to the states and local communities, which now have a month to submit plans.
Well, this plan comes even as polls show many people are afraid of taking a speedily approved vaccine. As New York City's tourism industry tries to stay afloat, a new attraction in Midtown, Stan the T-Rex, is in the window of Christie's Auction House at Rockefeller Center and 49th Street, and he's for sale. The 67-million-year-old dinosaur skeleton is expected to fetch up to $8 million. The bidding takes place October 6th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.